Craig, do we ever get any requests for our previous end of show song? No?
No, we do not.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Everybody likes the Wake Me Up Before You Go.
That's what Vicky was just saying. It was a good jam. But then she was asking, what was the name of the other one? What We Meant to Get To song?
Yeah, it really...
Which actually was never the name of the song.
No.
The segment was called What We Meant to Get To.
Right.
The song was We Didn't Have Time,
Didn't have time for it. Right. That was created in-house, though. So, yeah. That had its own kind of...
Yes.
Situation.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to put the lyrics in the title.
I mean... Right?
It's
for a radio
my
intro, though, when we call it something, we usually typically put want the yeah.
Radio 101.
We just peeled back the curtain a little bit right there, didn't we? It's like, you know, let's go ahead. Let's just shut that again. Let me just hear. I got to pull the tab.
Can I call Molly's mom now?
Let's call Molly's mom. Okay. So your mother has just come out with a new book?
Yes, she just wrote a children's book called Congratulations, First Time Flyer.
And is she a children's book writer?
She is. My mom is an author. She's also a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines.
What? I love that. Oh, I kind of hope she'll answer. Hold on a second. Calling you right now. Congratulations. First time.
I hope she answers.
Flyer. Is she possibly listening?
She could be.
What is the 616 area code?
Grand Rapids.
That's right. You're from Michigan.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I love Grand Rapids.
So it's like almost 3 o'clock.
She probably doesn't recognize the number.
It is almost 3 o'clock. Did you get a chance to go to the Laugh Fest?
I didn't get to go this year.
You got to apply.
I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah. They called me. But
thanks for checking in with Barbara Lynn, a.k.a. Sky Girl, at the home of Congratulations First Time Flyer, now available at Amazon.com and at Schuler Books and Music, Grand Rapids. Please leave your name and number, and I'll be sure to call you back just as soon as I get my head out of the clouds. Thanks for calling, and make all your dreams take flight.
Craig, you have to keep that number. We got to call her like once a month.
Oh, my God, we're calling her forever.
Hang up or
I'm calling her immediately back.
I'm sorry, Molly's mom. That is the most incredible, outstanding, outgoing voicemail I have ever heard. Congratulations on your latest book. Congratulations, first time flyer. And we have your daughter, Molly.
Don't, by the way, this is Craig Collins. Don't get your head out of the clouds. Don't ever take your head out of the clouds.
No, keep your head in the clouds.
Keep it there forever.
Well, everyone's heads should be in the clouds. We love that.
Hey, Mom, you're on WGN Radio. What your voicemail is.
I hope you're not confused.
By the way, just to leave a callback number, 312-981-7200.
Yeah.
Call us anytime.
Anytime. 312-981-7200. If we're not here, text and just say hi to the other shows.
Just call other shows and tell them that you're calling back.
This is fantastic. How long has your mother flown for Southwest Airlines?
Well, she just started with Southwest, but she's flown with Delta for the past years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now with Southwest, is she enjoying it?
She is. Excellent. She loves it. She loves flying.
Is it a little more laid back, I'll bet?
I think so. Yeah. Probably.
Vicky, who do you usually fly with?
Whoever I can find the cheapest rate.
Right? Have you flown with Southwest?
I've not. I've never flown out of Midway.
They're very casual. Yeah, I don't fly out of Midway as much because I live so close to O'Hare Airport. So that's one of the biggest reasons. That and the general seating throws me off a little bit. Kelly, have you flown?
It's been a while. Vicky and I recently flew Delta.
Oh.
And we got the best cookies. We got Delta cookies.
Delta cookies.
Delta gives you a choice of snacks, and we chose the Delta cookies, which was the best decision we've ever made.
Were they warm?
No.
Okay. No, they say Delta on it.
Oh, on the cookie?
it's a packaged, printed on it? Yeah, it's a packaged cookie, and it says Delta on it.
What kind of cookie?
It's like the... How do you
like
say
a Biscoff.
It? Yes, that's what it is.
Biscoff.
Biscotti.
Delicious.
Biscotti.
It's not a biscotti.
Okay.
No, I think Biscoff is the brand.
Do you get some coffee?
Molly's
or
mom,
tea?
Can you get Southwest to get
Make
cookies?
Some cookies?
Yeah, get some Delta cookies, Molly. Yeah,
and then, by the way, was your beverage choice milk?
It should have been.
I think Esmeralda was asking for coffee with that.
Yeah, a little little tea. Yeah.
I actually found a tea that I really enjoyed with those cookies. But I had
Did
taken
you take some
a
cookies?
Couple packages.
I was going to say, I sense that you.
So maybe the people sitting next to me were sleeping, and I got their extra things of cookies.
It's truly, you snooze, you lose a situation, is what happened there. Molly, are you wondering what's happening? This is what we do. We call it just prattle on.
This is amazing. I love this segment.
Do you want to update Molly's mom on what else we talked about tonight?
Yeah, we could tell her that we talked about. Well, we talked a little bit. I applied for a firearms ownership identification
happened
card.
During the wanted show.
To see. It's going to take me about 120 days. Because I do need to start my training, and I have to get a fingerprinting. Yeah. We also talked with Mark Carmen, and we caught up.
Stuff.
Yeah, the Sox lost. Cubs won today.
John Tatey was on, and we almost talked about Game of Thrones.
Yes,
so we did.
Are
a little
you
bit.
Fans of Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah, big fan.
It's the best show ever.
I will be as soon as I
I'm
start.
I'm on season one.
Oh, Molly's mom. We also talked about frogs. Oh, having sex in the
my mom's
way.
Trying to call back. She says it's busy.
That's
that's because we're on a voicemail.
Yeah, you tell her it's 312-981. Yeah, tell her she can call. Text her 312-981-7200, and she can call on a different line. And then we will talk to your mom in just a moment, apparently.
Awesome.
That was really quite fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we wake her up, though?
I don't know. She doesn't sleep, really. She's like up and down all
She night. Tells you that.
She tells
you.
Her
head's in the clouds.
Yeah, her head's in the clouds.
Her head is in the clouds.
That was so adorable.
That was the best outgoing message ever. Yeah,
when
I want to ask her about
her book.
I have to get that book now.
Yeah.
It's a really good book. And
I'm a Prime member.
She'll tell you all about it. But
Molly's mom is calling in. Do we call Martwick as well?
No, okay. Martwick will have to wait until tomorrow. We'll call Martwick. Aww. We'll call Sam.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no. Are you kidding? It's your chance. If we want to find out about your mom's newly released book on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. We're calling her Molly's mom.
Molly's mom. Barbara. Barb.
Barb. Barb. Does she prefer Barbara with people who don't know her? Hi, Molly's mom. This is Patty Vasquez from WGN Radio.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Patty.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I am so happy to talk to you. You have the best outgoing message we have ever heard, and we've heard many of them. You are truly proud of being a flight. Do you prefer flight attendant, flight crew? What do you say?
I'm a flight attendant.
She's laughing.
She's like, I'm not going to get into this conversation about titles. Tell us a little bit about your new book, Congratulations, First Time Flyer.
Oh, congratulations, First Time Flyer is my favorite subject, almost, unless we're talking about my kids.
Aww.
It's a, especially my mom. It is a 32-page children's picture book for all ages, and it tells the story of what it's like to fly in an airplane for the very first time.
Oh, I love that. And can I tell you something about your airline with Southwest? I know that you've been flying with them a short time, but my very first time taking my son on a flight, he has autism, and I was so soothed by the crew of my Southwest airline. Ahead of taking him on, I talked to them, and they talked me through the whole thing about how understanding you guys are, and you seem to be – have you gotten more experience working with families who have a disabled traveler?
I actually have a couple of times. And the interesting thing about families with children either that are disabled or maybe flying for the first time is that they're very open and receptive They're open and receptive to learning about flying and to, following the rules and, asking a lot of questions. And it seems like they bring really good manners onto the airplane, too, where a lot of other passengers don't.
Because, and this is the other side of the story, is because when you have a child with a disability, you're so used to being in public and having people stare that we almost feel like we have to apologize for everything. So when things go smoothly, it makes our lives so much easier. So thank you for being a part of an airline that makes it so much easier for families like mine.
Well, you're welcome. And it's my pleasure. And that's the kind of company I want to work for because that's how I do business in my personal life as well.
Wonderful. Molly's mom, Barb, we have to run because the next show has to start. But I think we should do a new segment every month called We Call Molly's Mom.
Let's do it.
I agree with you. And have your people get in touch with my people and we'll talk about fees and we'll see what we can work out.
Oh, my gosh, Mom. I love that.
I was hoping you could make us dinner, Molly's
Thanks.
Mom.
Yeah, right. Say Molly's Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Barb. Thank you.
I made great matzo ball soup. Come on over here.
I love that. I would love to go. We could do a remote from Molly's mom's kitchen.
We need to do a show from her house.
Yes. Oh, my God.
From her house.
I want to come.
Come to Chicago Women's Funny Festival this week. Molly, Vicky, Kelly, and I are all performing. Go to stage773.com. I will be on Steve Cochran's show in just 7 hours to talk about the same festival. So tune in then. So go to bed, wake up with me. Oh, that sounded wrong. I run past the allowed time to let music play, haven't I, Craig? You know you can't play music like that, and I'm going to interrupt. Can we play it under us, or are we getting in trouble for that?
I think we kind of get in trouble.
We ran past it already. Okay. Well, the Chicago Women's Funny Festival is this weekend, starting on Thursday, and joining me in studio are some of the performers. Vicky, when do you have a show?
I actually have two shows this time around.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. My good friend Kelly here in the studio and I are doing a sketch show called Party Cops.
And I've seen all the pictures and I like
it. Yeah, we really enjoy it. So that's Friday at 9.
Okay.
And then Saturday at 7, Kelly and I are sharing a slot for solo shows.
Excellent. So Friday at 9 for Party Cops. And when are your solo shows? I'm just kicking it off right now.
Saturday at 7 p.m. in the box.
Saturday at 7. And Molly, what are you up to?
Hi, I will be performing Friday at 8 o'clock with Unlikely Company. And then right after at 9 p.m. with Katie Nixon and alongside Vicky and Kelly here.
You just be running all over the place.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
How many sketches do you have in with Unlikely Company?
Well, we're sharing a slot, so we've got about 5 or 6 going in for this one.
And it's just the women of
just the women, and it's all brand new material, and same for Rainer and Nixon, so we're really excited to debut all of that.
And everyone can go to, what's the website? Stage 773, and there's a link for festivals, but I think that there's a special page for the Women's Comedy, it's Chicago Women's Comedy Festival.
Funny Festival.
I get it wrong every time. There it is, the Chicago Women's Funny Festival, a celebration of women in comedy, and there's everything from sketch, solo performers, there's music, burlesque, it's a lot of great shows, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Oh, my show's on Sunday.
Woo!
Woo!
We'll be there.
Oh, it's called Patty Melt.
Oh, fun.
Which is actually a segment. One, we named it on the air, and two, it's because things make me crazy.
I was just hoping there was a lot of onions.
Oh.
I'm already hungry.
You know how we make that happen? If you're there on Sunday, I think we get some Philly's Best.
Oh, man.
Saying.
Okay. Oh, God. I really hope that this is like a standard thing.
It's just when
I
we're
got
done.
Philly's Best last time.
I know. I'm saying. Are you not going to be there Sunday?
Oh, no. I'll be there.
All right, then. Philly's Best for all of us.
Yes.
And Dunkin' Donuts. I brought a lot of food last time.
You did.
Oh.
There was all the food.
Boxes and boxes of donuts.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you guys had food up in the upstairs, but it was just kind of fun to, like, here, we're down here, let's just eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I shared my donuts.
You did?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Donuts is actually a big thing with Party Cops.
Oh.
It is.
What are some of the elements of Party Cops?
Oh, well, as party cops...
Are you there to patrol parties, or are you cops at party? I'm not. It could be either one.
We're here to make sure that you're partying hard enough.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the main goal.
How do you party harder? What's an element... How do you take it to the next level of partying? If I'm just drinking beer...
You got to party, man. You got to have 2 beers, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. When we do or cooler checks, make sure your cooler's fully stocked. If it's not, you're going to get a violation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely hydrate. You know, not just beer. You got to have water.
Got to hydrate because you got to keep that party going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
just drink that
crash.
Water.
Is it one water for every drink? Or is it?
That's what they say.
How do you party cops feel about a puke and rally situation?
Hey, man, you did it.
You can definitely party harder after you do that.
That's called commitment. You're committed to the party, right?
Okay, cool. It is a lot of commitment. How do you break up a party cop party? I mean, because if party cops are patrolling other parties, a party cop's party has to be intense.
Wow, like, is that a thing? Do party cops throw parties?
I mean, party cops is more of the showing up to parties. Okay. Kind of, you know, we don't like to host.
Do you guys ever break up a party for not being enough of a party?
Definitely. That's what we have party 911s all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then just send people home because you decide they're unfit to party.
No. Okay. Actually, we encourage...
We teach them.
Yeah.
We show them.
You got to show them how to party.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I one of the things I think Craig and I both remember from Sketchfest is
sweet God.
Yeah, a lot of toothpaste being shared.
Oh, sweet God.
By...
It is awkward every time I see her now.
Is
actually.
It really?
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry, but I'm not.
But it was flashback. Taking such a wonderful, like a moment where you're like, when you are intimate with somebody and you're brushing teeth, there is a lot of spit going around and you guys took that to the next level.
Yeah, Liam and I took that to the next level. It's weird because we don't really have a problem doing that with each other and in that capacity. We're just like, all right, I'm gonna spit all this toothpaste in your mouth now, and then you're gonna gurgle it, spit it back in mine, and we'll see how it goes.
That is exactly what happened.
It is
that we've now articulated that.
It's a lot of commitment,
yeah.
and it is. He doesn't like even in, like who thought of that first? Who said?
Well, Liam and I, we play this online couple, and we like to push the boundaries a little bit and how gross couples can get without even knowing it.
Right.
And
right, like here's one, like peeing with the door open or closed.
Exactly.
Right? Or with them, do you walk in on somebody when they're, Vicky's like, I'm not walking
you're close
in on
enough.
You, Vicky. We are not at that place in our relationship.
No. Yeah, I'll keep the door closed around you, Patty.
Right? Is it one of those things where you've crossed the line when you leave the door open or closed?
Oh, absolutely. Door open or closed.
Really
peeking in
the
shower. Hey, what are you doing? You want something to eat when you're not like...
Now, wait a minute, though. If you don't have any kids and you're a guy in a relationship and you go to tinkle, you can do that with the door open, right? That's not completely gross.
Mean, but when you first start out in a relationship, though, I mean, you do have those boundaries. You, okay. You shut the door.
If they're watching a movie, if they're, you know, Game of Thronesing in the other room, and I don't have to shut the door to tinkle.
You can tinkle if you want to tinkle.
Okay, cool.
With the door open. Is there a conversation, though? Is there also someone walking in with, like, continuing
probably
a conversation?
Grubhubbing. Grubhubbing. Hey, what do you want?
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had this conversation about whether or not the door is open.
We have never
closed.
Brought this up before. Yeah.
So our rule is when the boys aren't home, oh, my husband's going to so hate this.
Oh, go ahead, please.
As long as it's just tinkling.
If okay,
it's
yeah, the exactly. Other, yeah, that's the thing. That's weird. Yeah. You can't do that. That should
be. Close the door. It's changed. Yeah. Situation has changed.
Fucking God. And also, you should be cognizant of where they are. If I just left the door open and they were standing like right outside the bathroom, that might be weird. But if they're in the other room, that's not right. That, you know.
Yeah, if they're like way far away.
Yeah, exactly. And as a guy,
Molly's like, how do we get here from my toothpaste?
No, it's totally cool.
Craig's trying to figure out. Craig is asking us questions.
Yeah, I am
relationship
curious.
Questions.
Right.
What's so, another one?
What's the other? What was the other one?
I didn't have another one.
Oh,
I mean, I do have more. I guess I don't know if I want to ask them all.
Well,
the especially not on air.
So when you start out with an online relationship, that's how you and Liam sort of created this couple?
Yes, with our group Hard Candy. Liam and I really like exploring what it is to be a couple and portray that to everyone online. We've had a lot of people reach out and be like, I know, I do that too. We have another one about ordering food and how many times couples get in fights about what food they're going to eat. If they're going to order, you know, go out. But then what are you going to order when you finally decide you're going to order the food?
Right. So people just start practicing, like, visualizing what they're, like, what would make me happy right now? Is it Thai food? And what part of Thai food is it? Is it the spring rolls? Is it the pad Thai? Is it the pad sayu? Is it the crazy noodles? I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, pizza is always a safe choice.
Pizza is. But what toppings?
Right.
Yeah.
But then if you get pizza enough times, you can't keep getting pizza.
I just had pizza yesterday.
No, yeah, you go to different
I had pizza at work.
That's a good point. Well, how often do you go to different places and is that acceptable? Because I think at a point it has to be. You
well,
just get
yeah.
two meals.
I mean, I'll order it. I'm not going to go, typically. But, I mean, I could have a different pizza place every week.
Love it.
There's
every
so
week,
many
yeah.
options.
Love pizza.
I get food jealousy, though.
What's your food jealousy? Oh, well, you have regrets.
Like, they're like,
buyer's remorse.
Yeah, or like, you know, hey, I'm going to have like a Reuben. I'm like, oh, man, I was going to get this, but I probably should get that Reuben because you're getting one, too. Which is a bad
oh,
move
no.
because if you get something else, then you guys can share, right?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Always mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
Aren't you just supposed to take someone else's food when you're in a relationship? If they get the Reuben, check, you've got your Reuben. Now you get something else
always
and you
get,
eat half of theirs.
Always Absolutely. Get something else.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's my problem. I right. have that's
food. But jobs, you don't have to order another Reuben, too. You can just eat part of theirs and order your own meal for yourself. I just punched my microphone.
What about when both of you want the same thing and then you get mad because you both want the same thing? So then who decides? Who has to get something
who has to
different?
Get the lesser meal.
Yeah. You know? The lesser meal.
I think you're
not going to
get
anything
get
more exciting.
Really?
Yeah, but now you're not getting
you
any
want.
Variety.
That's what
you've closed all
are
your
for.
Options.
I just have to say, my
so sides are for? Yeah. So appetizers are for.
Patty, my boyfriend's listening right now, and I'm getting all these texts now about couples and relationships.
Answer some of his questions.
Is he learning
not
more?
Now.
Is he learning more than he thought he was
a little.
Going to? A little bit more.
By the way, we got a text from the 815. Ha 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 ha. I don't know. They're just laughing. Thank you for that.
Well, then more of that at Chicago Women's Funny Festival. Go to stage773.com/Chicago Women's Funny Festival, and you can find the entire schedule there. We are performing this week. Molly is with Unlikely Company on Friday, and then
Rainer and Nixon right after at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock, and Vicky and Kelly at Party Cops Friday at 9 o'clock. They also are performing solo shows on Saturday at 7. I'll be performing on Sunday. I can't remember what time. I think it's at 6. I know I told
say,
you it was at 6, but I think it's at 6. I'm performing.
Hopefully you didn't lie.
I didn't lie, but I think it's at 6. You wait, sort by group name, and then go to Patty Melt for mine. PATTI Melt. I think I'm not looking for mine. I'm looking for it right now. We have a pair of tickets to give away. 312-981-7200. Call and tell us what you would put on your pizza. More after this on 720 WGN. Craig's like, wait, am I taking one? You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Esmeralda, I did not do a very good job of explaining what people could win when I offered a pair of tickets to the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. I said, tell us what you want on your pizza, and they called and wanted to win a pizza.
Yeah, but this is better.
This is better than a pizza.
I'm not hurt.
An experience.
I'm not hurt that people are like, pizza! What about the Women's Festival? No, pizza!
Pizza.
Is that what they sounded like on the phone? Pizza!
Our first caller hung up when there was no pizza prize. They didn't even want to answer the question. At least Jeff told us he likes sausage, but also didn't want to stay on hold.
He didn't want to.
Oh, Jeff, good for you, buddy.
Hey, we like sausage, too.
Solid
my friend
choice,
just a solid choice. 312, let's figure out a different way to do this. 312-981-7200. We have a pair of tickets to the Chicago Women's Funny Fest at Stage 773, 312-981-7200. I don't know. I guess caller number four then instead of the other thing I was trying to do.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted people to ask relationship questions.
But... Oh. Call with the best relationship question.
There you go.
312-981-7200. Our party cops, a.k.a. Vicky and Kelly.
Woo.
And Unlikely Company and Nixon and Rainer.
Hello.
Rainer and Nixon.
Rainer and Nixon.
I've heard it both ways.
It all works. Still the same people, backwards and forwards.
We'll all take your relationship questions. The phones are lighting up. People are really gearing up for the relationship questions with us. 312-981-7200. We'll take your relationship questions and give you a pair of tickets to the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. I think we can give tickets. I think we can give away a bunch of tickets. I've just taken it on myself.
Let's do it.
If we can't, I'll take care of it.
We got this.
Yeah, we got this. So if you call and ask us a relationship question, we will give you a pair of tickets to the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. Is there anyone I should answer to? I really will take care of it if it's a problem.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong girl.
I know. None of us knows anything. I swear, I think I know people. I'm very excited to do this. And there are, let's see how many performers. Do we know? Are there like...
90 performers.
I was going to say 90 performers. I thought that number... Right?
There's over 400 performers.
400 performers.
95 groups, 83 shows in four days.
In 4 days.
Just 4 days.
Daniel, every hour, on the hour.
Daniel has a question. Every hour on the hour. It's a marathon. Daniel has a question for us. And Daniel, are you prepared to go to the Chicago Women's Funny Festival this weekend? Oh, my God.
He hung up on you.
What is happening?
Daniel hung up.
Daniel, call back.
He had a relationship question.
Yeah. I hope that's a disconnected phone, but we're not giving away pizza.
312-981-7200. I really feel like people don't want to ask us any relationship questions.
No, they don't.
Esmeralda, we'll send you to the Chicago Women's Funny Festival.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yay.
What's your question?
Yeah, what's your question about relationships?
So you answered that food one. Pretty big part of relationships.
Totally.
Man.
You think about it
this
and
is
I will
hard.
I'll read.
I have a relationship.
Relationships
question.
Are
okay.
hard.
So say hard. You're in a relationship and both of you have slacked and working out for a good amount of time. One of you, maybe the guy, has done it for a few years now without any working out. And you're
worked out. I saw you do CrossFit last year.
Well, your
year.
Significant other stairs. Would like to get to working out together to be a thing. And aww. Part of the problem with that is I don't think that I will benefit as much from doing her workout, but I'm not sure how.
What's her workout?
It's a lot of cardio and just like running on a treadmill and stuff like that. And I would prefer to actually do man stuff.
What's so man stuff?
Well, like lifting weights, like lifting things that are heavy over my over my head.
Just bags of flour.
I lift a lot of jars.
Yeah, yeah. So, opening jars. I just want to do that. So how do you tell your significant other that you may want to work out, but maybe not together?
Not together.
Well, is that okay?
Show up there together.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to work out with her?
No. I wouldn't personally. I would hate that.
I don't like working out with in a couple.
Yeah, it would be the
worst. I work out with friends, but not with my husband. I mean, that's not true. We go for walks. Say, I'll go for a walk with you. Can we make that our workout?
Yeah, okay.
Walks
and then
are
if,
lovely.
If I don't work out with her so she doesn't end up working out and then blames me for it, that's not my fault though, right?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
I think there's a balance and a compromise.
I love Betty. Personal responsibility. Is that too much? Was that too much? Too much. That's his wife, is Betty.
She's calling in.
No, I know Betty's calling in. I want it, but that's how I work out. Do you work out with V, Esmeralda?
We did, actually. We started to. When he was doing something that he didn't want to do. So I started doing some dance cardio stuff, and he's just like, I can't really do it, which is fine. Mm-hmm. He would go for a run.
There you go.
And we would time it, you know, if it was my thing's 45 minutes, and then he goes for a run.
I think the reason this is even a question is because both of us have neglected working out for so long that she wants to, like, partner together mm-hmm. to get back into it.
And it's also a bonding experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I
right.
do that.
But you can partner without having to be standing there right next to them doing the same exact thing.
I think it's just right. the idea of going in with somebody and holding each other accountable, you know, okay. that you're going to keep
so
it up.
So if I yell, like, things that are
supportive
and supportive from across the room, that's enough?
Keep going. Yes. You got this.
Right. I mean, I
just
say,
like,
just
generically yell it so that nobody knows who you're talking to.
Wait, are you literally just standing there?
No, I would be
You're
doing,
working out as well. Okay,
yeah,
just checking.
In this idea, it has not happened yet.
Go for walks.
Okay.
And hold hands.
And hold hands when you walk. That sounds good. Billy does have a relationship question for us. Hey, Billy, how are you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your relationship question?
Well, it's not about a relationship. It's about getting into one.
Okay.
But you're too shy. You're just way too shy to say anything to the person.
Is there someone that you are interested in?
Very much.
And is it a coworker?
Oh, no, it's someone I don't even know.
Oh, so...
I mean, I don't know personally, but I know of them. But, and you're older than them. What do you do?
Well, I think that, well, I'm not sure what the social situation is that you could ask if they want to grab a cup of coffee, you know, start up a conversation about things that might be mutually interesting. Obviously, stay away from the difficult stuff. In what sort of a context do you know of this person?
I know he likes sports. I know he's physically active. I know he has a great sense of humor.
And how do you know all these things about him? Do you know him online or personally, like through friends of friends?
He's a friend of a friend.
Okay. And what have you tried asking your friend for the possible connection?
I am. I'm asking you.
Oh, look at that. That's nice. What about a nice pickup line? Like, go ahead and tie your shoes. I don't want you for falling. I don't want you to fall for anyone but me. You know. You know, use like a really nice one.
Say that one again.
Hey, you better tie your shoes. I don't want you falling for anyone but me.
Wow. Oh, you're going with the funny corny lines.
Yeah.
This is sounding like the real con dating thing.
It does a little bit. Kevin Powell's.
Yes.
Did it
yes.
hurt when you fell from heaven? I think you should use one of those. Hey, Billy, why don't you come out and have some laughs with us this weekend at Stage 773? Will you come out for the Women's Funny Festival?
I can't, but I can surely give it to somebody. I'm moving this weekend.
All right. We'll grab your information and make sure the tickets are there for them at the box office.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Billy. That was sweet. Talk to you later. Good luck. Hey, Jeff, what was your question? Jeff? Oh, you have a gym conversation. Oh, this is for Craig more than for us.
This is for Craig. I think he definitely should join the gym with his wife. It's... Mm-hmm. I joined the gym with my wife about 2 years ago, uh-huh. and it's probably the best thing I ever did. She goes out and she does her thing. She does her cardio and everything else while I go and lift some weights.
That's the good part, though, Jeff. You guys get to do separate workouts. There was never a point where you were going to do the same workout?
We do. There's times we both just jump on a treadmill and run together. Okay. There's times we go on the elliptical and run together. There's times where she wants to do that, and I want to go and play basketball. We have a really cool gym where...
See?
There's a swimming pool, there's a hot tub, there's a basketball court, and they have volleyball some nights. And sometimes she wants to run, and I just want to play some basketball. But we go together, and we work out together, and after an hour and a half, then we'll go out to dinner, we'll, you know, walk home or do whatever
Jeff.
We want to do.
Jeff, have you tried the yelling, encouraging things from across the gym?
I have.
Okay. Good.
You got this, babe.
Yeah.
How did that work out,
one
Jeff?
More set.
Did that work out okay when you were yelling?
No.
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 So
never,
don't do
never
it.
Worked out.
Don't do that.
That's so funny.
But you should at least try it. At least try it. It was great for us. It is great for us, and you should at least try it.
Jeff, will you go work out and then come see us at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival?
I wish.
Dang, Jeff. I live
way up in the north, way, way up on the Wisconsin border. It's hard for me to get down there. I wish I could. I grew up in the city, but now I'm way, way up on the border.
Come down and have a nice dinner in the neighborhood. Go work out. What's our fish joint across the street? We love our
Falstrom's
fish restaurant. They have a fish market. It's great food. There's a theater right there. You can go see like 3 or 4 shows in one night. I'm just saying. Hold on the line.
It does sound like fun.
It's a good weekend. It's a good weekend to come in the city. Craig's going to take your information, and I'll email you and see if you decide to come down and see a show. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. More after this on 720 WGN.
Folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear?
Well, Craig, it's been such a long time since we've heard this music.
I know. This used to be our midnight tease.
I know. Thing. Sunday nights when we started.
Yeah.
Did we start midnight teases almost from the very beginning?
I think you talked about adult topics pretty quick.
I believe it.
And then we turned it into a segment.
Roger Badish was blushing. I could see him from the seventh floor.
One of your first questions was about maintenance.
Yes. It was about whether or not you trim the hedges or rip out the turf.
Yes.
Was one of my first topics on this
and
show.
And I guess this is a pretty late night tease.
Yes. Pretty late night because it's way past midnight.
Right.
Yeah, because you found an interesting story, I think.
I did.
I mean, and I don't know how much we need to know about these practices.
I didn't know
study this?
Right. Well, that's exactly what happened. I didn't know that science was looking into this, but they are, and they found out there is, in fact, and this is something we didn't know apparently until just the other day, a seventh way in which frogs have sex. We were aware of six.
I was not aware of six ways in which frogs
science
have sex.
Science was aware of six ways that frogs had intercourse, and now apparently they've discovered a seventh.
Who's watching these frogs to determine how many different ways?
Right. This was a whole study. The new position is called, of course it has a name, the dorsal straddle.
The dorsal straddle. I will share with my guests in the studio so that they're aware of the dorsal. But I mean, like, that seems pretty common for anybody. I mean, I don't know how it took them that long to figure out the seven.
Are you actually down on the story further to see all the different
ones?
Because there's a head straddle, there's a dorsal straddle. How
is a head straddle a proper
there's
way
the
of having...
independent. Which actually
the independent.
Yeah. There is also the glued position.
All right, hold on a second.
There are quite a few. There is an auxiliary position.
I
which
do.
Is actually
oh my god! I tell me if I'm scrolling down for you.
Yeah,
am I scrolling
down.
All
right, so it's just like.
Oh my god! I know they're all happening. Oh.
You can go to WGNRadio.com and watch us live stream the photos.
Oh,
you can also Google frog mating study if you want to find this story for yourself. It's
do you think that there's a video? Like, you know, like Esmeralda, when we were watching that eagle's nest, is there a video of just like frogs getting it on?
Where they're watching them?
Right. I mean, like, can we have some, is there any footage?
None with the story that I found.
The head straddle.
See, that is the head straddle. Yeah.
But wait, they're just making a totem pole. I don't.
They're doing more than that.
That's a pun.
I didn't know it worked that way.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I really have to work on my core.
Oh, so the dorsal straddle, you just have one foot on the floor.
It's just called sidesies. That's what it should be.
Sidesies?
Sidesies. Hey, babe, you want a sidesies tonight?
A little sidesies. Doesn't standing up always seem like a good idea? And then you're like, cramp.
No. I'm 5 foot tall. I can't. Tall.
This isn't working as well as I thought.
That is the worst.
There really
to be trapped.
Is a height difference. I'm sorry.
There's nothing worse than being trapped in the position that you regret, like within moments. Like, it starts out being like,
Patty, talking about regret is the perfect transition to the two topics you sent me.
Yes. Okay. So I'm not sure which one to start with. There was there's a show called How Sex Sent Me to the ER, and there had to be warnings a couple of years ago. Please stop using Pop Rocks in your vagina.
What?
Was one of the lines. So apparently what people were doing was... there were various ways you could do this, but men were giving oral while they had Pop Rocks in their mouth, which would then cause irritation in the area. That's one way to have a bad time. I mean, there are people... Molly's like, okay, how many, like maybe just a few Pop Rocks. What if you just.
We are not Diet Cokes. We, no.
I just can't put these Pop Rocks down.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's like George Costanza with the sandwich.
I'm getting a little confused, though. Aren't you actually Diet Cokes? Because you're not supposed to put Pop Rocks in Diet Coke.
That's just, yeah. Right? That's,
we're not a science
experiment.
Everyone
wants to.
Right.
Yeah. So, to make it explode.
Right. But for the analogy's sake, a vagina is the same as Diet Coke in this analogy.
I guess the chemical reaction will be kick in the face for you. Yeah. Don't do that, please.
Just want to make sure we're all.
We're not going to shoot up to the sky if you throw Pop Rocks in there.
Sex sent me to the ER. A woman put Pop Rocks in her vagina during. I mean, or maybe that was for his pleasure. Maybe she thought that it would be a little sparkle action for him. That would be.
I mean, there's lotions to do stuff like that, so I get it. I see where they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rocks. They're like,
I mean,
they're
like little pebbles. They dissolve.
Yeah, but
they don't remain
for those,
rocks.
Like what 20 seconds that they're rocks.
All
it's
I'm not
it's a fizzle. It's a sizzle. Have you ever had Pop Rocks, Vicky?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like she's had them.
Where, Vicky?
I choose to eat them.
Same.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably.
I'm just saying that I can understand the thought process behind this. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I just can follow where they went.
And then if it's sugar. Sugar down there is not a good idea.
That's also, well, you can also get a UTI. Yeah. That's not a good idea at all. So there are exercises for women like me who have had kids or other women who are also having a little bit of trouble snapping back into shape, let's just say. So like, let's say I try to jump rope. I might have a situation. So women do their Kegel exercises, but there are like different devices you can buy to also like trainers. But there are Kegel rocks that you can also use. And apparently the instructions were to boil the rocks.
Everyone in studio immediately understood the problem.
I think, you know, this is a little bit like that day you gave me ER visits for penis injuries.
Yeah, we had
the
a
women
lot
in the studio are like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. We should probably, if there were so many penis injuries that went to the ER, there had to
every
be
year.
A list of vagina accidents that also have to be. Yes, so she did not let the rocks cool off.
Oh my gosh.
She probably eats her pizza too fast also and burns the roof of her mouth.
Oh yeah. Constant bubbles.
You know? She goes to the dentist and they know.
I do have that problem with frozen pizza though. I cannot let it cool down.
She doesn't cook it.
Well, I cook it. Oh, I cook it. But I just can't let it cool down.
You can't wait. You gotta
wait. Can't wait.
Do you do that reverse blow thing though?
The what?
The reverse blow. Like when you have it in your mouth. Yeah, you got the.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I once had gone out to eat and I got pizza and it came out just piping hot. I took a bite. It was too hot. I was trying to let go, but the cheese slid off and hit me in the face.
Oh, no.
And then I actually had a burn on my chin from this cheese. It was so good, but it was so hurty.
Oh, the worst is when you burn the roof of your mouth and you have that piece of dangling skin. You can't air your room. And all you do is want to touch it with your tongue.
Mouth beef. Wrap it around your tongue until it comes off.
And then you want to rip it. Yes. What is
mouth? Mouth beef.
Mouth beef?
Yeah.
That also sounds like an injury.
Yep.
You have so many words that I just
I love
so
this.
Many terms I've never heard.
Mouth beef.
Mouth
reverse
beef.
Reverse blow, mouth beef.
They all need names, you know.
It's a dorsal position. What was that?
Yeah.
Sidesies.
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 Reverse blow, mouth beef.
I don't understand.
Holy God.
Oh, boy. Well,
who
anyway.
Who are we calling tonight, by the way?
Who are we going to call for our last call?
I don't know.
We need to call a legislator.
Does anyone in studio want us to wake somebody up?
Is there anybody you want us to wake up tonight?
Anybody in the world? Anyone we know?
Yeah,
you can call anybody
know.
In the world if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to give Craig the number. We've been calling legislators because they have not fixed our budget.
Yes.
But we ran into a speed bump because Craig took vacation time.
Sorry.
Gosh. And we called Representative Esmeralda. You were here when we were trying to call one of the most powerful Republicans in the House of Representatives, Representative Sandak. And I felt bad for Elif because she's like, what are we doing? And she's like, he didn't answer. I'm like, that's the point. I want to leave him a voicemail. So I'm hesitant to call. We can call a legislator or we can call someone that Molly apparently is tempted to call.
Oh, I just It just reminds me of, like, prank calling, and I got excited, but probably can't prank call.
No, it's almost exactly what this is. Oh. We just typically leave a message. We can call Liam.
You want to call Liam?
Sure, we'll call Liam.
I don't know if he'll answer. It's pretty
late.
We don't want him to answer.
Okay, good. We love leaving voicemails.
He has a girlfriend, like, too, so I'm sure they went to sleep really early.
Oh, that sounded a little bit edgy right there. There was a little bit of bite in that comment is all I'm saying.
No, not at all. I love Liam and his girlfriend. You're so nice. Okay.
You know, don't give him the number on the air.
No, don't give him the air.
Everyone that's listening hears the number.
Everyone in the world.
Everybody call Liam.
We're celebrating Chicago Women's Funny Festival. We are all performing. Me, Vicky, Kelly, and Molly are performing this week. The shows all start on Thursday. Molly is performing with Unlike a Company and Nixon and Rainer on Friday night. Party Cops is on Friday night as well. And Kelly and Vicky have their solo shows on Saturday. My solo show is on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And you can go to Chicago. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get this all right. Stage773.com/women's. Oh, yeah. You know what? Just go to stage773.com and click on the link for festivals. And we'll all be there this weekend. I'll be having, if you find me, I'll probably have a Philly's Best on Sunday night after my show. I will share a sandwich with you. Maybe
just
don't.
Just holding one constantly.
Just holding one. Who's going to have some sandwich
with me?
I hope
you
have
like a belt that has holsters for Philly's Best.
Just handing them out to people. I like that. Or like a t-shirt gun. Like, you know, like the, you just, right?
Philly's Best.
That's when you really get beef mouth.
Oh! And you have to reverse blow.